BBC News with Ian Purden. The Defence Department in Washington has announced a review of how to lift a ban on openly homosexual people serving in the US military. The Obama administration says the current policy is harming military effectiveness by driving key personnel out of the armed services. From Washington, Kevin Connolly.
The policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell emerged as a compromise in the early 1990s, permitting gay men and women to serve in the American military, but preventing them from doing so openly. As attitudes towards gay rights in America have steadily evolved, the compromise has begun to look a little dated. President Obama promised in his State of the Union address to move towards repealing the measure, and while there is still resistance among some senior military officers, the Defense Secretary Robert Gates told the Senate Armed Forces Committee that he wanted to see change.
A big air attack in Pakistan by American pilotless planes has killed at least 10 militants near the Afghan border. The United States has stepped up drone attacks since a suicide bomber killed 7 CIA personnel in eastern Afghanistan at the end of December. Johnny Hogg reports.
Pakistani security sources say that at least 10 Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters were killed in the American drone attack, the latest and largest in a series of such operations in recent weeks. They say the unmanned aircraft fired 18 missiles at various targets in North Waziristan on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. This strike comes amid continued confusion as to whether a senior Taliban leader, Hafimullah Massoud, died in a similar attack in January.
Ukraine and Russia have publicly accused each other of spying. The incident comes just 2 weeks after the Russian ambassador returned to Ukraine following an absence of 5 months and less than a week before the second round of the Ukrainian presidential election. James Rogers has more.
Ukraine says that the 5 alleged Russian spies were caught with a camera concealed inside a pen, other espionage equipment and $2,000, a reported bribe for a Ukrainian contact. The head of Ukraine's security service says that the 5 were trying to obtain military secrets. 4 of them have been expelled from Ukraine, while the 5th has been detained. Russia's security service, the FSB, has confirmed the detention but denied the Ukrainian version of events. The FSB said its actions were a response to the recruitment of Russians by the Ukrainian security services.
A leading British medical publication, The Lancet, has formally retracted a study it published 12 years ago suggesting a link between the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, MMR, and autism. Britain's General Medical Council said the author of the report, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, had been dishonest and irresponsible. The study caused a large drop in the number of children receiving the vaccine, as many parents believed it was unsafe. World News from the BBC. The American airline Continental and 5 men have gone on trial in France over the crash of a Concorde supersonic airliner outside Paris, which killed 113 people 10 years ago. They're accused of manslaughter after an official report said that during takeoff, the Concorde hit a piece of metal which had fallen off a Continental plane. All those charged deny any wrongdoing. The United Nations has warned of a potentially volatile situation in Haiti after gunmen attacked a food convoy. There are also reports of violence and looting inside the camp set up to house the survivors of last month's devastating earthquake. From Port-au-Prince, here's Nick Davis.
The medical needs of Haitians hurt in the earthquake exactly 3 weeks ago continues to be an ongoing issue. The long-term treatment of the injured and the job of healthcare teams made more difficult by sporadic outbursts of gang violence in some parts of the city. The UN reports that a food convoy has been attacked and the Haitian police are increasing their patrols. The threat of gang violence has been blamed by the US military for delays in aid distribution in neighbourhoods like Cité Soleil. In the past, it was a notorious area with hundreds killed during the political instability 5 years ago.
The head of national intelligence in the United States has described the recent reports of cyber attacks on Google in China as a wake-up call. Speaking in a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Dennis Blair said malicious activity was occurring on an unprecedented scale with extraordinary sophistication. He said neither the U.S. government nor the private sector could fully control or protect the country's information infrastructure. The nominations for next month's Academy Awards have been announced in Hollywood. The science fiction epic Avatar and the Iraq war drama The Hurt Locker have been nominated for 9 Oscars each, including the category Best Film. BBC News.